Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
We are so very thankful for the opportunity that we have to share our message about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, His gospel message, and His teaching on righteousness. For all who have joined us for this edition of Moments of Inspiration, we commend your interest in the Word of God. We truly hope and pray that our devotional time will be a blessing for each and every one. We pray the Lord Jesus Christ will be honored by our words and in our songs.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
A heaven? I ask that question referring to an eternal resting place for the faithful and those who are saved of God's children. Those of us who have placed our faith in the Bible and believe that it is from God will believe also in life beyond the grave. We believe that Jesus Christ was raised by the power of God on the third day after His resurrection, and we believe that He is at this present time sitting at God's right hand. We believe in sharing eternity with Him because He promised to come back to this world and to take His chosen ones with Him to a place that He was preparing. In John chapter 14, it records Him saying that there are many dwelling places and there are many rooms in or mansions that He is preparing for His people. We are told in Scripture that when the resurrection comes, the graves will be opened and the righteous dead will meet the Lord. Those who are His and are still alive when that great day comes will be caught up together in the sky with all those who have gone on before us. The Word of Lord shares spiritual truths we have come to trust. We believe in the description of heaven, that it is a wonderful, beautiful city of God. In human terms, it is a city built with the finest of earth's treasures. It would sparkle with the best that could be found. And in that city, there is not any war. There's no pain or sickness. No death ever comes. No evil invades that city. And those who enter will experience one eternal day of joy. Now, I know that the streets of that city are not made of literal gold, nor are the walls fashioned with jasper. It's all descriptive so that we can imagine the grandeur of it all. Life without end, joy without sadness. God will be there. So will Jesus, his Son. There will be singing, praising of God's holiness. Saints from every generation will be joined together. Every race, culture, language will be blended harmoniously together. Those of us who frequent the church building for our worship, the songs we sing in praise to our Father include those that tell of our faith in heaven and our longing for it. How beautiful heaven must be. Sing to me of heaven, and when we all get to heaven. Much of the teaching shared in our Bibles point to this place. Much is said about those who will enter into its gates. Jesus made it very clear from his words that heaven should be the place where we store up our treasure. Now I have another question for us. Do you believe in hell? Surprisingly, a number of folks who have a belief in the eternal resting place for the souls of men have no belief in the place of torment, also mentioned in Holy Scriptures. But the very same Scriptures that describe so well the joys of eternal life with God and with Jesus and all the heavenly host also tells of a place where the unrighteous are found. The story of the rich man and Lazarus that Jesus told describes two destinations of human spirits. Lazarus was found to be comforted in Abraham's bosom, and the rich man was in torment. Jesus told the parable of the judgment day in Matthew chapter 25. The day of his coming judgment finds the righteous and the wicked being separated. The righteous will be invited into the joys of the Lord, while the wicked are told to depart. The Lord is quoted as saying, "Not everyone says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven." Even among those who claim him, there are those who will not be entering into the heavenly home. Those who refuse to be like him and follow his teachings, and those who are wolves in sheep's clothing, will not be in heaven. That's what the Bible says. So where do the unrighteous go? They're cast into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It is called the second death. Hell is a place where God, the truth, righteousness, and love are not present. Folks, if we're going to take the Bible's teaching, we must take it all. We cannot believe in a heavenly dwelling place and not believe in the punishment for the wicked. I fear that Satan is telling his lies quite effectively today. Jesus said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Two roads, two gates. That's what Jesus, the Son of God, says. A pathway to eternal life has been laid out for us by the Lord Jesus Christ, and he calls us to join him on that path that leads to the heavenly home that he's preparing. And there is another path that will not take us to the home of the soul. Jesus warns us of the destruction of the soul. By his grace and mercy, we have been given the opportunity to choose the path that we take. So what road are you traveling today?
Beulah Land, sweet Beulah Land. I'm looking now across the river.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.